American Language Course, Book 30, Tape 4C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 4C. Listen to the sentences in Figure 1. Pay attention to the slash marks and the arrows. The slash marks are placed at the end of thought groups to indicate slight pauses, and the arrows at the end of sentences to indicate a rising or falling intonation. Listen. Do not repeat. Number 1.
If we want to get to the game before it starts, we have to leave now.
Number 2.
Last week, we went to visit our friends who live in Chicago.
Number 3.
I can't go to the movies with you because I have to study for a test.
Number 4.
Are you planning to leave tomorrow afternoon?
Number 5.
When the bell rings, we will have a 10-minute break.
Number 6.
I don't usually eat this early, but I'm hungry, so I'll eat a snack.
Number 7.
Is the weatherman always right in his predictions?
Number 8.
How often do you practice speaking English?
Number 9.
Would you rather go with us or stay here?
Number 10.
We saw the most beautiful painting in the art gallery.
Listen to the sentences in Figure 1 again. This time, repeat them. Number 1.
If we want to get to the game before it starts, we have to leave now.
Number 2.
Last week, we went to visit our friends who live in Chicago.
Number 3.
I can't go to the movies with you because I have to study for a test.
Number 4.
Are you planning to leave tomorrow afternoon?
Number 5.
When the bell rings, we will have a 10-minute break.
Number 6.
I don't usually eat this early, but I'm hungry, so I'll eat a snack.
Number 7.
Is the weatherman always right in his predictions?
Number 8.
How often do you practice speaking English?
Number 9.
Would you rather go with us or stay here?
Number 10.
We saw the most beautiful painting in the art gallery.
Go to Figure 2. After I say the number, read the sentence aloud using appropriate pauses and correct intonation. Then, listen to the same sentence and repeat it. Number 1.
Repeat. When the workers finished laying the pipes, they went home.
Number 2.
Repeat. Mark, can you tell me what time the next show begins?
Number 3.
Repeat. The students are studying English, math, and science.
Number 4.
Repeat. The students will be going on a tour tomorrow.
Number 5.
Repeat. If you see David after work, tell him to wait for me.
Number 6.
Repeat. Would you mind carrying this box for me?
Number 7.
Repeat. We found a very cheap restaurant, but the one Bill found was even cheaper.
Number 8.
Repeat. Jerry cut himself as he was shaving this morning.
Go to figure 3. Listen to the dialogues and write the numbers that you hear in the spaces provided in your book. You will hear the dialogues only once. Listen carefully.
Number 1.
I hear you're going to New York in 2 weeks. When are you leaving?
I'll be leaving on the 22nd of May and will be gone for 4 weeks.
Are you going alone?
Oh, no, I'm going with 5 other adults and 3 children.
Wow, the whole family is going. That's great. And 4 weeks is a long time. Are you flying or driving?
Well, we're flying. And guess what? We have an early flight.
How early?
6 o'clock.
And what time will you get there?
We should arrive about 12 p.m. their time.
You'll have time for lots of sightseeing.
Yep, looks like we'll have about 28 days of fun.
Well, have a great time. See you in 4 weeks.
Number 2.
Look at all the books I bought.
Yeah, I'm looking. How many did you buy? 10 or 15?
Oh, I bought only 12 this time. Last time I bought 10 and gave them as gifts.
Buying that many books could get very expensive.
Well, I get them when they're on sale. This time I paid only $18 for 12 books.
That's a good buy. This one book would have cost $9 by itself.
I know. This should take care of presents for 3 of my nieces and 2 of my nephews.
Now let's check your answers. The answers for number 1 are 2, 22, 4, 5, 3, 4, 6, 12, 28, and 4. Listen to the dialogue again.
I hear you're going to New York in 2 weeks. When are you leaving?
I'll be leaving on the 22nd of May and will be gone for 4 weeks.
Are you going alone?
Oh, no. I'll be going with 5 other adults and 3 children.
Wow. The whole family is going. That's great. And 4 weeks is a long time. Are you flying or driving?
Well, we're flying. And guess what? We have an early flight.
How early?
6 o'clock.
And what time will you get there?
We should arrive about 12 p.m. their time.
You'll have time for lots of sightseeing.
Yep, looks like we'll have about 28 days of fun.
Well, have a great time. See you in 4 weeks.
The answers for number 2 are 10, 15, 12, 10, 18, 12, 1, 9, 3, and 2. Listen to the dialogue again.
Look at all the books I bought.
Yeah, I'm looking. How many did you buy? 10 or 15?
Oh, I bought only 12 this time. Last time I bought 10 and gave them as gifts.
Buying that many books could get very expensive.
Well, I get them when they're on sale. This time I paid only $18 for 12 books.
That's a good buy. This one book would have cost $9 by itself.
I know. This should take care of presents for 3 of my nieces and 2 of my nephews. Now, listen to a conversation in Figure 4. Then, answer some questions about it.
Anything interesting in the sports section, Jack?
Yeah, Jerry. I was just looking at an announcement about a 5-kilometer fun race through the downtown area.
Hey, let me see that announcement. How interesting.
I didn't know you were a runner.
I've been running for 8 or 9 years.
Then are you going to participate?
Yeah, I'd like to if it isn't too hot.
Well, it's supposed to be 50 degrees on Saturday.
Well, in that case, I'll run. How about you?
Hot or cold, I'm running.
You know, I should buy new running shoes before I run again. But I don't have time before the race.
Well, your shoes look fine to me. Look at mine. And I just bought them last month.
I guess you've put lots of miles on those shoes.
No, I really haven't. I'm so hard on my shoes, they don't seem to last a long time.
As long as they feel comfortable, don't worry about how they look.
I'll find out how comfortable they are this afternoon. How would you like to join me on the track at 4 o'clock?
You bet.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Now listen to some questions about the conversation and complete the answers with information from the conversation. Number 1.
What were Jack and Jerry talking about?
Number 2.
Where did they see the announcement?
Number 3.
Where will they run in the race?
Number 4.
What is the temperature supposed to be on Saturday?
Number 5.
Why does Jerry need new running shoes?
Listen to the conversation again and check your answers.
Anything interesting in the sports section, Jack?
Yeah, Jerry. I was just looking at an announcement about a 5-kilometer fun race through the downtown area.
Hey, let me see that announcement. How interesting.
I didn't know you were a runner.
I've been running for 8 or 9 years.
Then are you going to participate?
Yeah, I'd like to if it isn't too hot.
Well, it's supposed to be 50 degrees on Saturday.
Well, in that case, I'll run. How about you?
Hot or cold, I'm running.
You know, I should buy new running shoes before I run again, but I don't have time before the race.
Well, your shoes look fine to me. Look at mine, and I just bought them last month.
I guess you've put lots of miles on those shoes.
No, I really haven't. I'm so hard on my shoes, they don't seem to last a long time.
As long as they feel comfortable, don't worry about how they look.
I'll find out how comfortable they are this afternoon. How would you like to join me on the track at 4 o'clock?
You bet.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Number 1 is C. What were Jack and Jerry talking about? They were talking about running. Number 2 is B. Where did they see the announcement? They saw the announcement in the newspaper. Number 3 is C. Where will they run in the race? They will run downtown. Number 4 is B. What is the temperature supposed to be? The temperature is supposed to be 50 degrees. Number 5 is C. Why does Jerry need new running shoes? He needs new running shoes because his are very worn.
Now look at Figure 5. This is a dictation exercise. Listen to the paragraph first. Do not write.
Thomas Allen had always dreamed of becoming a pilot. In 1917, this 9-year-old lad had an unforgettable experience. An aircraft, forced down because of a broken propeller, landed in his backyard. Thomas Allen was thrilled beyond measure. He He had been posted to guard that precious machine against curious farm animals. Consciously or not, the stage was set. Thomas Allen would someday become a pilot.
Listen again. This time, write the paragraph in Figure 5. Listen.
Thomas Allen had always dreamed. Of becoming a pilot. In 1917, this 9-year-old lad had an unforgettable experience. An aircraft forced down because of a broken propeller landed in his backyard. Thomas Allen was thrilled beyond measure. He had been posted to guard that precious machine against curious farm animals. Consciously or not, the stage was set. Thomas Allen would someday become a pilot.
Now, check what you have written while you listen to the sentences again.
Thomas Allen had always dreamed of becoming a pilot. In 1917, this 9-year-old lad had an unforgettable experience. An aircraft forced down because of a broken propeller landed in his backyard. Thomas Allen was thrilled beyond measure. He had been posted to guard that precious machine against curious farm animals. Consciously or not, the stage was set. Thomas Allen would someday become a pilot.
Go to the answer page and check your spelling and punctuation. This is the end of Tape 4C, Book 30.